नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 24 वर्स नंबर 47 एंड 48। प्रीति प्रहसितापांगं अलकैरूपशोभितं लसत पंकज किंजलका दुकूलं मृष्टकुंडलं सुरत्किरीटवलय हारनुपुरमेखलं शंखचक्रगदापद्मा मालामणि उत्तमद्भ्रिमात् प्रीति प्रहसितापांगं अलकैरूपशोभितं लसत पंकज किंजलका दुकुलं मृष्टकुंडलं सुरत्किरीटवलय हारनुपुरमेखलं शंखचक्रगदापद्मा मालामण्युत्तमद्विमात् प्रीति प्रहसितापांगं अलकैरूपशोभितं लसत पंकज किंजलका दुकूलं मृष्टकुंडलं सुरत्किरीटवलय हारनुपुरमेखलं शंखचक्रगदापद्मा मालामणि उत्तमद्विमा।
माताजी, प्रीति मर्सीफुल प्रहसिता स्माइलिंग अपांगम साइड लॉन्ग ग्लांस अलक है विथ कर्लिंग हेयर रूप ब्यूटी शोभितम इंक्रीज्ड लसत ग्लिटरिंग पंकज ऑफ द लोटस किंजलक saffron dukulam clothing mrishta glittering kundalam earrings sphurat shiny kirita helmet valaya bangles hara necklace nupura ankle belts mekhalam belt shankha conch shell चक्र व्हील गदा क्लब पद्म लोटस फ्लावर माला गार्लैंड मनी पर्ल्स उत्तम फर्स्ट क्लास रुधिमत स्टिल मोर ब्यूटिफाइड ऑन अकाउंट ऑफ दिस ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस ए सी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद. Translation: The Lord is super excellently beautiful on account of His open and merciful smile and His sidelong glance upon His devotees. His black hair is curly and His garments waving in the wind appear like flying saffron pollen from lotus flowers. His glittering earrings, shining helmet, bangles, garlands, ankle belt, waist belt and various other bodily ornaments combine with conch shell, disc, club and lotus flower to increase the natural beauty of the Kaustubha pearl on his chest. Purport. The word prahasita panga, referring to Krishna's smile and sidelong glances at his devotees, specifically applies to his dealings with the gopis. Krishna is always in a joking mood when he increases the feeling of conjugal rasa in the hearts of the gopis. The conch shell, club, disc and lotus flower can be either held in his hands or seen on the palms of his hands. According to the palmistry, the signs of a conch shell, club, lotus flower and disc mark the palms of great personalities and especially indicate the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha श्री रूपं साग्रजातं सहगन रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं శ్రీ రాధా కృష్ణ పాదాం సహగణ లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే బృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభాను సుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. నమోం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సారస్వతిదేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ. Seeking the blessings of all the senior devotees present here and all the Vaishnavas, this is a Rudra Geet chanting the song sung by Lord Shiva. We all have heard that there is a conversation going on between Maitreya Muni and Vidura. Vidura, he inquired from Maitreya Muni about the different incarnation, different forms, and in that he informed us the position of a devotee. Vidura inquired, Kridan vidhatte dvijagosuranam kshemaya karmani avatar bhede మనోనతృప్త్యపి శృణ్వతాం సుశ్లోకమౌళేశ్వరితామృతాని. విదురు సేస్, మై డియర్ మైత్రే ముని, ప్లీజ్ ఇన్ఫార్మ్ మీ అబౌట్ ద డిఫరెంట్ ఇన్కార్నేషన్స్, డిఫరెంట్ ఫార్మ్స్ విచ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ హ్యాస్ టేకన్, అవతార భేదే. ఐ వుడ్ లైక్ టు హియర్ దెమ్. మనోనతృప్త్యతి Shrinvatam Naam, because hearing them, my mind is never satiated. I always would like to hear more and more. Manona Triptyati Shrinvatam Naam, Sushloka Mauleshwarita Amritani. It is like nectar, Amrit. So please go on and speak about Lord Krishna. And then Maitreya Muni started speaking. And in that, we are on the Rudra Geet. The sons of King Prachin Bahir, Prachetas, they wanted to perform austerities because they wanted to get married, beget children. So the king said, go and perform austerity. This was the custom we see in many places in Bhagavatam, that before begetting children, before getting married, there is a procedure for performing austerity. And they all came to a place, very big lake. They wanted to perform austerity and Lord Shiva appeared. This is to inform all of us that when we approach Lord Shiva with some material benefit, material desires, to ask for some form, beautiful form, rupam dehi, dhanam dehi, or for some material opulences, Lord Shiva is not so pleased. Although he grants that immediately, that is why one of his name is Ashutosh. He gets satisfied very fast. But he does so, so that his bhajan, his chanting is not disturbed. Lord Shiva is always meditating on Lord Krishna. So he doesn't want to get disturbed, and when people approach him for some material benefits, he immediately grants them. But when he sees that the people, the devotees of Lord Krishna, are performing tapasya, austerity, to please Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he himself appears, as he appeared in front of Prachetas. And he gave them benediction. He was very happy. Because you are performing, you are devotees of the Lord. And that's why I'm very happy. And he started giving them the mantra. Basically, it's a glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Srimad Bhagavatam, we see there are many prayers offered by different devotees. Some prayers are praises. They are praising the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Some prayers are thanksgiving. They are thanking the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then there are some prayers which have some desires in that. And there are some other prayers where the devotees are begging forgiveness. So basically in Srimad Bhagavatam, these four kinds of prayers we find. And this Rudra Gita, this chanting, the song sung by Lord Shiva, this is praising the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in today's verse, Lord Shiva is informing about Lord Krishna's smile, Lord Krishna's form, beautiful form which the devotees like to worship. If we see the scriptures, especially Bhagavad Gita, there are five kinds of worshippers. Those are mentioned. One kind of worshippers are the worshippers of demigods. They are also in the category of worshippers. Another category of worshipper is the worshipper of impersonal feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead called Nirakar. And then the third category of the worshippers are the worshippers who worship the universal form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Fourth category of the worshippers are the worshippers who have some material desires in their heart and they approach the Supreme Personality. Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukritana arjuna artho artharthi jigyasu jnani cha bharatarishabha. So they are the fourth kind. And the topmost, the best are Mahatmas. Mahatmanastu mam partha daivim prakritim ashritaha. Those devotees who have taken the shelter of Daivi Prakriti. Daivi Prakriti represented by Srimati Radharani. So those who have taken the shelter of Srimati Radharani, or rather those who are the devotees of Lord Krishna in Vrindavan, they are the topmost devotees or the worshippers. So these are the different categories which are mentioned of the worshippers. And one of them is the neophyte devotees who worship the universal form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead's universal form is an imaginary form, as mentioned in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. This is for the neophyte devotees to understand through matter the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because we are not able to understand God as He is. Like we see the form here, beautiful form, Shri Radharas Bihariji. But we are not able to relate, we are not able to understand that He is the same Krishna. Once somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, why don't you worship universal form? Why don't you have a temple of universal form? And Prabhupada said, just to dress, you will require the whole cloth mill. How will you offer bhoga? Because He eats everything, including you. So how will you serve? So Virat Rupa is for the devotees who see matter, like Sukadev Goswami, when he mentions about the Virat Rupa in third canto, how about the mountains, about the trees. Trees are the hair on the body of the Lord. Like this he goes on mentioning. So that through matter, we can see or we can at least remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, out of His causeless mercy, appears in front of us in the form of deity. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that deity form is a causeless mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead on a Kanishta Adhikari. Because deity form, he explains, what is a deity form? Krishna's forms are divided into five categories. The first category is para. Para means the forms which we see in the spiritual world. The second category is vyuha. When Krishna expands himself, he expands into vyuha, called chatur vyuha. And then the third category is vaibhav, or vaibhav prakash. Krishna's unlimited incarnations, which appear from time to time in different universes. So they are called vaibhav. So Krishna has para, Krishna has vyuha and vaibhav, and another form is called antaryami, or the super soul, who is situated in the heart of every living entity. And the fifth form is archa. And acharyas explain that because with our material senses, we cannot perceive para, we cannot see vyuha, we cannot see vaibhav, we cannot even see antaryami. So Krishna, out of his causeless mercy, condenses the power of all the four and puts it in the fifth form called archa, the deity. So that's why it is a causeless mercy on a Kanishta Adhikari. So through this matter, when we start seeing Krishna, then the heart is purified. So Shukadev Goswami, while mentioning the universal form, he mentions about the smile of Krishna. In this verse, Lord Shiva is mentioning about the smile and the glance of Krishna. So Shukadev Goswami mentions, he says, Haso jan unmad karicha maya. What is the smile of Krishna? Haso. He says, Haso jan unmad karicha maya. In the universal form, the smile of Krishna is nothing but maya. And what kind of maya? What is the illusory energy? Haso jan unmad kari. This smile of Krishna puts every living entity into a kind of craziness, madness, unmad. So there are two kinds of smiles of Krishna. One is maya, that is for conditioned living entity. And another is his smile which he gives in the spiritual world for the devotees. So devotees are attracted by Krishna's smile, not by maya. In another sense, if we see what is material or what is spiritual, what do you call material? Anything which is not connected to Krishna is material. Now in this terms, by this definition, what is material? Because everything is connected to Krishna. What is it in this universe, in this creation, or anywhere else which is not connected to Krishna? So then how can we call something as material and something as spiritual? Because everything is spiritual. Prabhupada, in one of the purports of Srimad Bhagavatam, fourth canto itself, I don't remember exactly which verse, but he mentions that there is nothing called material world. It's just the way you look at it. So when you look something in a conditioned stage, it appears to you as material. But with the same thing, for a pure devotee, appears as spiritual. So similarly, Krishna smile. In the conditioned stage, it appears to us as binding to this material world. This is Maya. Ha so jana unamad karicha Maya, Shukadev Goswami says. So that is also a smile of Krishna. And that is the reason we get attracted to Maya. Sometimes devotees ask this question. If Krishna is so attractive, then why do we get attracted to Maya? Yes. Once you see Krishna, you should be attracted to Krishna. Yeah, that is true. But because we are conditioned, we are covered. Our intelligence, our pure intelligence is covered. That is the reason we are not able to appreciate the beauty of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We get attracted by many smiles, but not the smile of Krishna. You see outside, there are big hoardings. Some Mataji is standing with a mobile, smiling, and the person get attracted. I have seen there is a advertisement of cement, and some Mataji is standing with a smile. What is the connection with cement and a Mataji? You know. But then you get attracted by the smile, and next time when you go to the shop to buy cement, you remember, yeah. So we will have that kind of, that particular cement bag. Yeah. So we get attracted in our conditioned stage. But here Ras Bihari ji is smiling, smita hasya. How is Krishna's smile? It is also mentioned in Shastras. In Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami mentions about various kinds of laughter, hasya. And the first one he says is smita hasya. Smita means just smiling without showing your teeth. That is called smita hasya. So Rupa Goswami mentions about that. And then there is hasita. Various things he goes on mentioning. Ahasita, vihasita. Finally he says about the person who's actually laughing, laughter. But Krishna's smile is smita hasya. Have you ever seen a deity of Krishna showing the teeth? Whether it is Ras Bihari ji or any other deity. Any deity except Narsingadev. Narsingadev's smile, I mean, it's such a nice smile because he is in a very angry form, so you see everything inside his mouth. But generally, very few, there are certain deities. Otherwise, generally, Krishna's deities are having smita hasya. Krishna's very soft smile. Bilva Mangal Thakur mentions in one of his bhajans, how is Krishna's smile? He says that Krishna's body is madhuram madhuram. Madhuram madhuram vapu. So his body is madhuram madhuram. But his face, he says, is madhuram madhuram madhuram. Three times madhuram. And then his smile, he says, madhuram 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 madhuram. Four times. This is Krishna's smile is the best on his face. So that is the Krishna smile. That is why one of the name of Krishna is Smita Krishna. Smita Krishna means one who is smiling. So we should understand that there is no difference between the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the deity form which is in front of us. And we don't have to get attracted by the smile of material energy. Somebody who gets attracted by the smile of material energy becomes very difficult for him to be attracted to Krishna. There is a story in Ramanujacharya's life. He had a disciple who was very much attracted by a beautiful lady. So attracted that he was not even bothered about how people are perceiving it, how people are seeing him, what kind of talks people are giving for him. He was not bothered. He was just attracted to the eyes. And when Ramanujacharya called him and he asked him, then he says, I have never seen such beautiful eyes anywhere in the world. and that is why I am attracted. And then Ramanujacharya said, if I show you something more attractive than this, or rather most attractive, then will you be attracted to this lady? He said, not at all. And then Ramanujacharya took him to Ranganathji. And then he showed. And he was so attracted that he gave up everything. Just because Krishna's beautiful eyes. So similarly, we get attracted outside by Maya, by many of Maya's agents, by the smile of Maya, as Shukadev Goswami is mentioning, haso jan unmad, and we come in a position, in a state called unmad, we become crazy. Like a person, Prabhupada mentions, when he is haunted, then he speaks anything, all crazy things. So similarly, when we are haunted by Maya, when we are attacked or attracted towards the smile, which is Krishna's smile but in the form of Maya, then we are like this ghost, haunted people who speak anything, crazy. But when we come out of it by chanting the holy name, by being in association of devotees, by reading Srila Prabhupada's books, they are like the arrows which can pierce our heart. Yesterday we were discussing in Brahmachari class that when Arjuna was shooting the arrows in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, the arrows were piercing the heart of even non-devotees, those who were opposing Krishna. But just because they were shot by Arjuna, the heart was being purified, which is mentioned in third canto. Similarly, these books, Prabhupada's books, are like those arrows which if pierces our heart, can purify our heart. But the problem is, we have an armor. We are covered with an armor of ahankara, of illusion. And we don't want to come out of it. And that is the reason Prabhupada's books are there. The purifying agent are right in front of us. But still those material desires are there. We are not able to come out of it. We are not turning to Krishna. So as devotees we should understand, don't be a fool like Karna. When Lord Krishna went as a messenger of peace to Hastinapur, and when the proposal was rejected, he met Karna. He informed Karna, see, you are actually son of Kunti, Kaunteya. So don't be on Duryodhan's side. Follow dharma. Be on dharma's side. And what did Karna say? It's very interesting to know. Karna told Krishna, I know you are Supreme Personality of Godhead. I understand. I know this. At the same time, I also know that I am going to lose. Duryodhan is going to lose because I am seeing those dreams, those bad omens, and I can understand we are going to lose. I also understand that I am going to die because I am seeing those dreams. Karna was having those kind of dreams where he was seeing only few people alive and all rest of them dead. So he says, I know I'm going to die. I know you are Supreme Personality of Godhead. I know I am Adharma's side. But still I cannot leave. What kind of morality is this? People praise Krishna, Karna. Yes, he was a great personality. See, he did not leave Duryodhan just because Krishna was luring him into giving the kingdom. He did not leave. But what kind of morality is this that you are leaving Krishna and being a moral person? How can you be moral without Krishna? What is sin? What is piety? We say pap and punya, but pap and punya both are sin. The only thing which is good is devotion. If anything not connected to Krishna is a sin. So whether you perform charitable activities, whether you earn piety, or you perform sinful activity, it is the same. So what kind of morality is this? Duryodhan knew, Janati dharmam nacha pravrittim, Janati adharmam nacha nivrittim. He knew what is dharma. So we don't have to be fools like that. We are all related to Krishna. In Mahabharata, Draupadi asked this question to Krishna when the gamble match was over and they had been to the forest and Krishna appeared there. Krishna came for the first time and Draupadi asked this question, why did this happen to me? You should have protected me. Very nicely she says, Chaturbhi karane Krishna Tvaya rakshasmi nityashah Sambandhat gauravat sakhyat Prabhutvena keshava. She says, you should have protected me. Nityashah Chaturbhi karane Krishna. Because of four reasons you should have protected me. And what are the four reasons? Sambandhat. Because we are related to you. I am related to you. So we are all related to Supreme Personality of Godhead. And He will protect us in all the conditions. Only thing is we have to revive that relationship which is lost. For us, not for Krishna. Krishna is merciful to everyone, even to Shishupal. What was the reason that Krishna killed Shishupal? Was it envy? No, it was love. Krishna killed Shishupal because Krishna loved Shishupal. Because he knew that if any other person will kill Shishupal, Shishupal will go to hell. But if I kill, he will be liberated. That is love. So out of love, he killed Shishupal. So Krishna loves everyone, all of us. Just we have to surrender to Him. Karmana, manasa, vacha. With our activities, with our speech, with our mind. In Ramayana, Sita Devi, at the end of this pastime, when she was about to end the pastime, end her pastime, she says this. She is pleading, she is giving a request to earth. And she says, Karmana manasa vacha yatha ramam samarche tatha me madhavi devi vivaram datum arhati. If I have surrendered, if I have served, if I have worshipped Lord Ram, karmana, manasa, vacha, then please give me some space. This was the condition, position of Srimati Sita Devi. She never even in her thoughts thought about any other person. And she says this, Yathaham raghavadanyam manasapi na chintaye tathame madhavi devi vivaram datum arhati. If I have not thought of any other person than Lord Ram, even in my dreams, even in my mind, yataham raghavadanyam manasapi na chintaye, please give me some space. Vivaram datum arhati. That is our position. That is what we all are supposed to do. Follow Srimati Sita Devi on her footsteps. Ananya bhakti. And that is why Krishna says, Mahatmanastu mam partha devim prakritim ashritaha bhajanti ananya manaso. Ananya. We should understand that there is no other person who can save us. Draupadi, when she was being disrobed, she went to everyone. Bilwa Mangal Thakur writes, Agre Kuru Naam Atha Pandavanam. She went to Kauravas, she went to Pandavas. Dushyasane Narita Vastrakesha. Dushyasan was pulling her, trying to pull her sari. Dushyasane narita vastrakesha. And then what did she do? Krishna tada kroshad ananyanatha. And then she understood. Krishna, that means Draupadi. Krishna tada kroshad ananyanatha. She understood there is no other natha. There is no other person who can save me except Krishna. And she surrendered. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. She surrendered to Krishna and Krishna protected. So Krishna's smile, the smile which Krishna gives for his devotees, should be attracted for the devotees. Not the smile which Maya gives. And that is why when we come to devotion, our whole endeavor should be to come into that mood of devotees. Like Uddhava says, what was Uddhava's desire? Who was Uddhava? He was almost looking like Krishna. Related to Krishna. Always with Krishna. But what is his desire? Uddhava says, Asamaho charanare nujushamaham syam Vrindavane kimapi gulmulatau shadhina Yadusya jaswajanamaryapatham chahitva Bhejur mukunda padavim shruti bhivrimigya. This is his desire. Asamaho charanare nujushamaham syam Vrindavane kimapi gulmulatau shadhina. I should become some creeper in Vrindavan. That what does it convey to us? Do we want to become big personalities in this material world? Nobel Prize winners, big scientists? No. Vrindavane kimapi gulmulatau shadhina. And that is why as soon as we come to devotion, we are taught das, das, dasanu das. Because our tendency is to become boss, boss, bossanu boss. So we want to come down to this level and enter into the eternal pastimes of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Somebody was telling me once that what we do in this material world, what Krishna does, is called pastimes. And what we do is called time pass. Right? So Krishna's activities are eternal, spiritual. They can purify our heart. Just Krishna's smile can purify our heart. And that is why gopis warn each other that if you want to be attracted by the smile of Maya, don't ever go to Keshi Ghat. There is Govinda, Tribhangi, like Govinda stands, Tribhangi. And he's waiting there, smiling. So if you are attracted to the smile of Maya, if you want to enjoy the material world, if you have desires, don't go. Because you will be attracted and all your material desires will be finished. This is Krishna's smile. And Krishna's glance is a glance which activates, which gives life to this world. In the process of creation, it is through Krishna's glance, through Mahavishnu's glance. And who is Mahavishnu? Mother Devaki, in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, she mentions, who is Krishna? She says, Yasyamsha amsha sabhagena vishvotpatti layodaya. Who is Krishna? Yasyamsha sa amsha. The portion of the portion and the parts of that. So Acharyas explain, the portion is Mahavishnu and his portion is Maya Devi and the part of Maya is three modes of material nature. So yasyamsha amsha sabhagena vishvotpatti, this world is created, layodaya, maintained and destroyed. So he is Krishna. And we have a great fortune to hear about Krishna, to worship Krishna, to be in association of devotees of Krishna by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So my humble request to all of you, including myself, is that we should take advantage of this facility which we have to perfect our life by chanting the holy name, by coming in association of devotees, by reading Srila Prabhupada's books, by serving the Lord in whatever capacity we can, and thereby purifying us and understanding that we are trying to elevate our soul. We are not trying to kill the soul. Ishopanishad mentions that those who are not performing bhakti, they are killer of the soul. Asurya namate loka andhena tamasavrata tamste pretyavigachanti yeke cha atmahano jana. Those who are not performing devotion, those who are not serving Lord Krishna, for them there is a place, Asurya namate loka. There is a planet where there is no Surya, no sunlight. Asurya namate loka, andhena, there is darkness, tamasavrata, ignorance. Tamste pretyavigachanti, and after death, tams, they are sent there. Yeke, whoever he is, cha atmahano jana, if he is the killer of the soul. So get attracted to smile of Krishna, Vrindavan Krishna, and don't become the killer of the soul, but become the devotee and serve Lord Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Thank you very much. Are there any questions or comments by senior devotees?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for a wonderful class. I have a comment and a question.
Comment is okay. I mean, question will be difficult for me.
Among the Pandavas, I would say Karna was also Kaunteya.
Yes.
He was not Pandava, he was Kaunteya. One of the Acharya, he gives a comment about that why he was in sight of Duryodhan. The Pandavas, they were born with the permission of Maharaj Pandu, whereas Karna was born without the permission of husband and Kunti's sweet will. So socially or morally it is irreligious, adharma. Therefore, he had this tendency to be part with the Duryodhan. Now, my question is, well, you mentioned that Karna, although he knew Krishna's Supreme Personality of Godhead, everything, because he's son of this Surya, still, for his attachment to his friend, which is morality, he fought against the Pandavas, or disregarding Krishna. Same condition is also with Bhishma Pitama. He was attached to the throne. He had taken a vow that if anybody sits on the throne, I will see him as my father, or represent my father. So Krishna, as a Sandhidut, he went there. But still Bhishma Pitama did not budge, and he fought against the Pandavas. So one hand, Karna is compared to be foolish, demoniac or whatever, or rejecting Krishna. By the other hand, Bhishma Pitama is treated as one of the Mahajana. So that this appears to be contradictory. Can you please explain this?
Yes, thank you very much. It's a nice thing. Of course, whatever my understanding goes, I will try to explain. In Mahabharata, we see that Bhishma, definitely he fought against the Pandavas, though he was fully aware that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this we see even during the killing of Shishupal. When Shishupal was being killed, when Shishupal was speaking against Krishna, and there was a time when Bhim was about to go and kill him, and Bhishma stopped him. Bhishma said, don't go, because it is some plan of Krishna. He will do something. You don't worry. He stopped Bhima at that time. And at that time, just before that, Bhishma was glorifying Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead, as a super soul, everything he spoke in Mahabharata. So what we understand is that being a devotee, he understood Krishna's plan and acted as per Krishna's desire. Whereas Karna, being an asura in his previous life, we all know about that. It is mentioned in Sthala Purana also and other Puranas. So being an asura, he could not understand Krishna's plan. And he did not become a part of Krishna's plan. So somebody, if he understanding Krishna's plans, becomes a part of Krishna's plan, even though opposing Krishna, is called a great devotee. But other side, somebody who does not act as per Krishna's plan is not called a devotee. So as far as my understanding goes, Bhishma Dev, being a Mahajan, understood what is Krishna's desire and what Krishna wants. And that is the reason he fought against Pandavas. So maybe you can add if I am wrong. But that is what my understanding is. So a person who understands Krishna's plans and acts accordingly is called a devotee or Mahajan. And a person who doesn't understand Krishna's plan, and even after being told, like most of us, acts against Krishna without his will and without his desire, he is called an asura. So that is what my understanding is. And that's the reason Karna and Bhishma, although they fought both against Pandavas, but on one side, Bhishma is known as the great devotee of the Lord, Mahajan, and Karna is not known as a devotee. Is it okay, Prabhu? Thank you. Any other comments or questions? Do we have time? I think we don't have time, right? Should I take this question? Okay, one last question. Yes, Prabhu.
Lord Krishna, in Mahabharata it's mentioned that Lord Krishna also praised Karna. At the time, say once Krishna asked to Arjuna that who is the most charitable person in the world. So Arjuna told, it's my elder brother, brother Yudhishthira. So Krishna told, no, somebody is there. No, so then in the disguise form, they went to...
Yeah, the question is that also the glorification can be there. Yeah, the glorification for some qualities is okay, but as long as those qualities are not dovetailed in the service of Krishna, they have no value. You may have very good quality, you may be a charitable person, you may be a very talented man, you may be a great singer, you may be a great dancer, you may be a great actor, whatever it may be. But if these propensities, these talents are not dovetailed in the service of Krishna, they are useless. So that we understand from the life of Karna. Although he was a very charitable person, but what was the use? In the end, he was chastised by Krishna for being an adharmi. Right? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande.